It's Randall Naib. Good morning. This is the Doc and Woody Radio Show with Eric and Randall at J106.
What's naive?
Shut up, Woody. Here, actually, come over here.
Oh, no.
My turn. Face me now.
What did I do to you?
Nothing. It's just fun.
Yeah. We started this a while ago, and it's getting more fun all the time.
It's bullying.
So, Randall, you were going on about Marshawn Lynch and how you think he's being a jerk.
He is being a jerk.
Because he won't talk. Doesn't want to talk. But then we got this call earlier today. And Eric and I were thinking the same thing just as this call came in.
I had to call you on this one. Oh, my God. This Marshawn guy, he's taking a chapter right out of Nick Diaz's book. Nick Diaz, a UFC fighter, he's fighting this weekend. He's gone missing. He won't talk to the media. He's been doing this for years. Years he's been doing it for. Of course it's all planned.
So what he's saying is that this whole thing is, it's planned.
It's a clever boy.
He's doing it on purpose. And if you'll notice, there's a commercial for Progressive Insurance that just came out, playing on the fact that he doesn't say very much.
Right.
Until he talks about insurance, and then he talks incessantly.
And you think the NFL would be okay with that?
He doesn't care about what the NHL... No,
because
the NFL will fine him.
And he doesn't care.
Well, no, he doesn't. Like, for instance, the fining of the hat thing. Go ahead.
33 times he said, I'm only here because NFL is going to fine me. He said it 33 times. The hat that he was wearing, the emblem on it, they fined him $100,000 for that hat. That hat is now on whatever. I don't know anything about computers, but it's on computer. You can buy that hat. So he's making double and triple the amount of money on the $100,000 fine. So he knows what he's doing.
So like eBay or something. Well,
Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
So
and you believe that? You call me gullible, naive.
Well, you bring attention to something, and then you capitalize on it. That's what,
That's what Tom Brady's going to be doing too. Now he's got a cold, right? Tom Brady's got a cold.
Yes, he does.
Part of a bigger plan.
Got sick, and then my wife's pretty sick right now, so I brought it unfortunately to Phoenix, but I'll be fine.
He's going to be fine because
brought to you by Kleenex,
Neocitrin, whatever. Yes. Right. That's exactly what he's going to do.
The Kleenex bowl.
Now, he may not have gotten the cold on purpose, but he certainly would capitalize on it by doing it.
So he's going to milk it.
Yeah.
All right.
Of course, we're not disagreeing with you that Marshawn Lynch is a jerk. We're just saying that he's marketing his jerkishness to full effect. That's all.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, yeah.
By the way, I let you know, just in case you didn't know, Marshawn Lynch was misquoted 3 times 1 year in Buffalo by the media. So that's why he doesn't talk to the media anymore. Oh. And there is a lot of us that actually love what he's doing.
See, some people like it. They don't
because
think he's being a jerk.
They hate the media. That's what this guy's saying. A lot of us hate the media.
Well, Randall does make a good point, though, when he says you call him naive when you believe that you can buy a hat off a computer. It's in the computer there somewhere.
Yeah. All right.
I bought a hat off a computer.
Did we ask a Marshawn Lynch question for the Doc and Woody poll? I can't remember.
Yes, we did.
What is it?
We're asking if he's being a marketing genius or a jerk.
Yeah, and what is the Shay Nation saying at this point?
At this point, I believe they're saying that he's a jerk.
Case closed.
Case closed. Well, we haven't given everyone all of the above option.
We need more votes for points. Weigh in on that very important Doc and Woody poll question, would you? At Shay106.com.